You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. We are thankful that you are here and are joining us on our journey in going deeper in God's Word, learning more about what God is like, learning more about what He wants for us. We're looking at what happens when God breathes on us. We came through a series of what does the devoted life of a believer look like. Now we are going through what happens when God breathes. So, you know, we exhale, and when we exhale, there are toxins that come out of our body. When we inhale, there are nutrients that come in that our body need. That's transferred to our circulatory system and the lungs, and it goes throughout the body and things like that. And anything that our body's already processed and no longer needs, and actually it's got to come out of the body. It is expelled through the lungs. Well, I want you to know that with God, there is no impurity. When he breathes on his people, it's not him getting rid of things that are absent of life. It is breathing upon us for our benefit. And so that's where we're at. We're going to be in Ezekiel 37 once again today. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And they have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in Brevard County for over 40 years. They work specifically in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields. They have been doing this in Brevard County for residential settings and light commercial settings and providing emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So before you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. Have that number ready, so when something does happen, you can give them a call, 321-632-9538. They are precious members of the body of Christ here in Brevard County. Like I said, their company covers all of Brevard County from all the way down to Barefoot Bay, all the way up into the Titusville, Mims, Scottsmore area. They're based in Rockledge. They're centrally located. But they also serve in a church on Sundays. They spend a lot of Wednesday nights with us in our Bible study. But they are wonderful people. You need an honest, reliable, trustworthy air conditioning repair service. I saw an article several weeks ago about a lady who'd gone to this one particular medical establishment, and they were told they needed extensive work. They first time in, you just need extensive work. And they went and they got a second opinion, and the people said, "You don't need any of that. You got none of those problems." And a lot of times when we are out of our field of expertise and we are in a field where someone knows that we don't have that expertise, they will say things that will, they'll try and take advantage of you. I'm glad to tell you that the folks at Wire Care, they're not like that. They're not interested in abusing their customers by telling them they need more than what they need. They want to give an honest assessment and resolve the problem in as efficient manner as they possibly can. You need Wyrick Air in your life. So 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So I've got friends that have lots of birthdays here in the month of May. I've got friends whose birthdays are today, friends whose birthdays are tomorrow, family members whose birthdays are over the weekend. Somebody who spends a lot of time on the radio Monday through Friday's got a birthday coming up the following weekend. Another family member coming up the week after that. Lots and lots of birthdays because May babies are awesome. Call me biased. It's okay. I'll own it. Welcome to the month of May. Let's go back to Ezekiel 37. Yesterday we started reading in verse number 1. It says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' So I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' Again, he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord." So, in this prophecy here in Ezekiel 37, we've seen that Ezekiel had the hand of the Lord that was on him. The Spirit of the Lord came, grabbed him, repositioned him, set him down in the midst of the valley. And then Ezekiel begins to describe the valley, and it says it was full of bones. Now, if there was touching of the bones, then that would have automatically, under the old covenant, put Ezekiel in a position of uncleanness. Here he was not instructed to touch the bones. His interaction with the bones would come a little bit later. God would tell him, he's telling him progressively, step by step, what he needs to do. And so if you don't have full revelation, God's not asking you to run a marathon today. He's asking you to take that first step. And so the first step that Ezekiel had in chapter 37 and verse number 1 was that he assessed that this valley was full of bones. A lot of times people would take things that were no longer needed and they would just throw them off a cliff, throw them down into a valley, and they, you know, a lot of times they didn't realize that there was a great deal of life potential coming from what grows in the valley. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. This valley was full of bones. Now, I happen to think full means full. I don't think it means there was three or four or five or six. When I hear of a valley that is full of bones, in my mind, I see layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of bones. I've heard of flocks of sheep that were being tended by shepherds, and they came together, they formed a large flock. Something spooked one of the sheep, and it just started running, and it ran right off of a cliff. In the news story that I have, I believe there was something like 1,500 sheep that had come together in this one particular location. Something spooked one of the sheep. It ran off. Because it ran off, or because it got spooked, every other sheep got spooked, and all of them started running off of the cliff. They fell down into the valley, and there were very few sheep that survived. The only reason that any of them survived was because the sheep that had plunged off the cliff before cushioned their landing, and there wasn't anybody crushing them on top. And so it was a devastating, devastating day for many of those shepherds and for the sheep. So whenever I think of a valley that's full, I think of layer upon layer upon layer. When the Ark of the Covenant was brought back from the Philistines were experiencing plagues. They were dying. They said, "We got to get this thing out of here." And they sent it to a village in Israel. And the people of that village started going and looking into it. And when they did, they died. And if you go back and read that story back in 1 Samuel, I believe it is, you will find that there were thousands of people who ended up dying because they were looking into the Ark of the Covenant, something they were forbidden to do. Now, in all honesty, I could understand the first person. If the first person didn't know what was going on, and all of a sudden this cart shows up and he goes over and he looks in and it happens to be the Ark of the Covenant, I could see him, you know, dropping dead there. And I'm willing to say, oh, well, you know, he didn't know what was going on at that point in time. But the ones that I shake my head at are the thousands that came after him with corpses lying all around, and they're making the same mistake as the people who've gone before them. In a military aspect, if Ezekiel sees a valley full of dry bones, that means that there was a massive loss of life, more than likely due to a military invasion, or it could have been some plague that came upon the people at that time. There were mass deaths by enemies of Israel, during their occupation of the Promised Land when that God had given to them, where foreign armies would invade and then they would just experience mass casualties, not from war, but because of sickness and disease that broke out in the camp. So this is a breathtaking scene. Verse number 2 says this: then he caused me to pass by them all around. So Ezekiel is compelled by God. There are three different things that have the word, or instances, in Ezekiel 37, where in the New King James Version, it says that God caused Ezekiel to do something. The first one was he caused Ezekiel to pass by these bones all around. He gained a full perspective of all of these bones. He determines their quantity. There were very many, and indeed they were very dry. So he's determined that this is not just a small thing. There are a lot of them. He's determined that there's a large quantity, and they were very dry. That means that they had been in that condition for quite some time. Now, I want to just say this. A lot of times when we are praying for healing, we are praying for people who have a recent diagnosis, something that has just come up. And God in his mercy will oftentimes heal those things right away. And we're very thankful for that. But I also will tell you that chronic conditions, conditions that people have had for years, are still able to be healed and transformed by the word of the Lord. There was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She was healed as Jesus was on his way to heal a 12-year-old girl who suddenly found herself dead. Something had happened. Her dad went to get Jesus. By the time they're on their way back, the little girl has died, and Jesus was able to heal and raise her up. There was another woman who had a situation that had been life-draining for 18 years. Other people that Jesus healed had had conditions for 3 or 4 decades. Can you walk around and assess the situation that you face? And you can look at it and say, there's lots of problems here. These problems have been in existence for a long time, but I believe that God can change even chronic conditions. You might have had a marriage that has been not at its best, and it might have been that way for a long time. God can change that situation. And I will say this about the Ezekiel 37 situation. This wasn't Ezekiel's idea. This was God's idea. I shared on Easter. The cross wasn't the Romans' idea. It was God's idea. And Jesus was in control of everything that happened there. He wasn't caught unawares. He wasn't blindsided by Judas' betrayal or Peter's denial, the abandonment of the disciples. Jesus was in control. He was submitted to the will of God. Even when he was on trial, if there was dialogue that was going on, he would speak to that. But when it came to the situation where Pilate said, "Don't you realize I have the power to set you free?" And Jesus' response was, "You wouldn't have any power at all unless the power had been given to you from above." And then there was another statement, and Jesus remained silent as a lamb. He never said a word. You see, he was in control. He was in control of the timeline of his death. The soldiers, Pilate, everybody was amazed at how quickly Jesus had died. There were prophecies to be fulfilled, and so Jesus was not surprised by the cross. He was actually using the cross to accomplish the purpose of God, and that purpose brought about redemption for you and for me. So, by the way, in case you want to know, the title of my message that I preached ended up being Jesus and Dangerous Faith. I pray that the people who listen to the Refresh radio program, that you will have faith that is dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. I pray that just like demons knew the name of Jesus and they knew the name of Paul, that they'll know our name as well, because we are submitted to the will of God and walking in obedience to his plan. So God caused him to pass around, assess the situation. There's a lot of dry bones, and they are very, very dry. And then God poses a question, and he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live? Can these bones live?" Here's something that I will tell you. When God asks a question, it is not because he doesn't know the answer. He's omniscient. He knows everything. When God asks a question and we give him an answer, it's because he is wanting to reveal something to us that is going to change our perspective entirely. When you look at your situation, when you look at the challenges you face and the circumstances you face, faith in the God who gave us that faith says that I am not a victim of my circumstances. I'm not to be conquered by my circumstances, but I'm supposed to be more than a conqueror through those. The circumstances are going to be changed for the glory of God, and as a result, I'm going to be changed for the glory of God. So you may be standing at the brink of a valley that has appeared lifeless for a long, long time. Maybe it's a career. I don't know what you could be facing. It might be economic issues or things like that. And it's been that way so long. It may have been that way for generations. This valley of dry bones could have been generations of people. And you look at that situation and it says, this is a problem. It's a big problem. It's a serious problem. The bones being dry means that there probably wasn't even any hint of life still left in them. You know, bones that are exposed to the sun, they'd be bleached out, dried out, brittle. You know what would be amazing? It would be amazing that the bones hadn't been carried off. So God had all of these bones gathered together in one place, and he asks Ezekiel, can these bones live? How would you answer that situation? Well, I'd say they can live. God, you can do it because I read Ezekiel 37. Today, I've just got a question for you, and that is this. Can God bring life to the biggest problems that you're facing? Because I believe he can. Doesn't matter how deep. Doesn't matter how many. Doesn't matter how long you've been in that situation. God has brought you there by his Spirit, put his hand upon you, not as a form of punishment, but as a partner in a miraculous transformation. What is possible in your situation? Today, can you lift your eyes up above the problem and fix your eyes on your Savior? You know, we used to sing a song a long, long, long time ago. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Okay? So when you start looking at Jesus and see all the beauty around you, it all came from him. He turned chaos into order. He turned darkness into light. He turned lifelessness into vitality. Anything is possible. Son of man, can these bones live? Brevard County, can your church live? Can your church thrive? Yes, it can. Can your broken body, can it be made whole? I believe it can. Whatever situation you are facing, God wants you to hear the question today. Can this situation change? Can it be changed by me? And you say, God, here's what Ezekiel answered. So I answered, O Lord God, You know. Here's the thing that I really understand. God not only knows about the problems, he knows about the solution that he provided to solve the problem before the problem ever existed. We need to lean into the knowledge. We need to say, God, I need to know, what you want to do in this situation. You have a life-filled day today. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.